will have a good performance.
Gavin Hunt knows super sport like a palm of his hand.
You know, culture of super sport United.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. The latest news to hit the PSL is that SuperSport United have announced a new coach a few months after parting ways with Coach Tembo. The new coach in question isn't really new to the SuperSport scene, as we are talking, of course, about Gavin Hunt. Hunt coached SuperSport between 2007 and 2013, where he won numerous trophies and individual accolades. After almost a decade, Hunt will return to Matsatsansa in what fans are calling a match made in heaven. Because of this news, we decided to ask you all if you think Gavin Hunt can replicate or improve on his last spell with SuperSport. Sticking with a theme of coaches, Al Ahly and Pitso Mosemane recently parted ways, and now with Jingles being a free agent, we wanted to find out from you which team you think would suit Jingles best. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Let's kick things off with Coach Hunt and SuperSport United. Here's what you had to say.
Football has emerged globally, so it's difficult now to assemble a good team with the current crop of players. But I don't think he will come any near to his past standards that made him win all those major trophies with SuperSport United. But he will have a good performance and bad there and there. But for me, I think top 8 finish will be his possession, maybe, but trophies is highly unlikely. Maybe one in 2 seasons.
Having Gavin Hunt back at SuperSport, I think, is a good thing. If you look at the current players that we have, most of them are from our development side. So I think the 2 years that he signed, they will be matured enough to be senior players and represent us at all the national level. So I'm very happy with, you know, having someone like Gavin Hunt who knows culture of SuperSport United, and he understands our philosophy very well. I'm just waiting to see what kind of players they will sign for him.
Gavin Hunt knows SuperSport like a palm of his hand. However, since he left, there has been so many changes that took place there in terms of the playing personnel. So I think it's a new ball game altogether for him. It's a new challenge, it's a new era. So it's not going to be easy for him to change everything overnight. Yes, we know that SuperSport won a trophy not so long ago, but the way he plays and the way SuperSport are playing right now are two different things. So it's going to be a challenge for him, bearing in mind again that other teams also got themselves new coaches. So for everybody, it's a new era. So let's see how the league unfolds this season. But I believe it's going to be one of those great seasons of football. We're going to see teams challenging for owners. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, given Anthony Ramona with SuperSport United after almost 10 years under CEO Alukobo Bidvest Vetsa, Panaho, who in the trophy Alukobo, they're from Bidvest Vetsa. He tried his luck for Chiefs, but unfortunately, Panaho reached a final at KF. Yes, that was an achievement for him. But for now, Harley will worry with SuperSport United, Kanako Yahun P, no alien worry. SuperSport directs the player to the Sundowns. It won't be easy for him like before, because players had it funny. The player that I did during his time in Akoyabo 2008, Yavo September, River Hatima, Ricardo Katabo, Anthony Lafour, they are no longer there. Players are not the same. So the crop, the player at Akumpino, it's very difficult. It's very different looking at Yonyabo Kolokolo. So it's going to be a bit harder for him this time around, because he's using almost the average of 20 years or 22 years of age for SuperSport United. The average age of SuperSport is around 22 years. That's the average age the crop. So he has to rebuild that again. I think I give him after 2 years. yeah, that's when he can win something with SuperSport United, not now. He has to rebuild. And then I think after 2 years, he can win a cup. Yeah, that's how he can do it. So that's it.
Ngiyamjabulela uGavin Hunt masaka thola umsebenzi and neSuperSport ukuthi imthathe back. Kuzoba nzima nyana for uGavin Hunt because remember iSuperSport ike yaqhaqwa ama player. So uGaetano Temu bekasebenzisa ama player amancane. As much as uGavin Hunt athanda ama player amancane, but kuzoba nzima for yena for this first season. And the other thing, I'm wishing him good luck kuSuperSport. SuperSport, we are yazi yena and the SuperSport iyamazi ukuthi usebenza kanjani.
Continuing with the voice notes, we asked you which team you think would suit Jingles best.
Personally, I think he can be a good manager for Bafana Bafana, but first he must deal with the SAFA as a whole. Then he will win as a manager. But for PSL, I don't think he can get any team that he can coach there. For me, maybe international or national, that's where he can be a good manager there. But anything is possible. But I foresee him succeeding in Bafana.
The team that was suitable for Pizzo is Orlando Pirates, because Chiefs was already appointed at Azwani. Then they were already Sundowns, they've got triplets. So Pizzo was the best for Pirates. So, but now because Pirates has got a coach, then Pizzo can just relax and enjoy his holidays. Then if things doesn't go well to all these coaches that have been appointed, then Pizzo can be suitable for either Pirates or Kaizer Chiefs.
Pizzo Msimane, the son of the soil. I think he's one of the most highly qualified coaches that we have in South Africa. I believe here in South Africa, or Africa for that matter, there is no team that is actually fit for him to coach. He overgrown the African standard. I believe it's time for him to go to Europe and show the world what South Africa has got, because he achieved so many things that I think any other coach will wish to achieve in Africa. But I think now it's time for him to go and grow further in Europe. I believe somewhere in Belgium, if he can start there and then make his way up until your England or Spain, I think he can fit. But I believe Belgium is where he can start coaching and then go up and to the top teams in England or Spain.
I think Mr. Msimane, the best team where he can go back is at Mamelodi Sundowns, as he's a free agent. The best team in PSL now can go back home, Khumbule Khaya, Mamelodi Sundowns.
As we know that Mr. Jingles Pizzo Msimane is a free agent for now, my wish is for Pizzo Msimane to coach Bafana Bafana. We all know he's our favorite coach. We both love him. Pizzo is the best coach as well in the history of this country when it comes to local coaches. For his growth and the exposure, he must take the job for Bafana Bafana or any European team or Qatar team.
Yeah, here at South Africa, no team can take Pizzo because Pizzo was offering more salary, and then the only team that was going to pay Pizzo was Kaizer Chiefs. So Chiefs already signed Zwane, so make him head coach. So I think maybe he can still get the team, because I believe the soil is very dangerous coach. Why this Nkadi Cup only team you?
Jingles kahle team ibimfanele bekuyiKaizer Chiefs or Orlando Pirates, kodwa ke ngoku lowo ma team sewahayare abokhoshi abasha. So for now Jingles ngabe nje uzitholela umsebenzi eAfrika kwamanje, ngoba wonke ama team angenabokhoshi sebacashe abokhoshi. So Jingles coach eright, so abheke umsebenzi eAfrika, ngoba ke ama team amfanele ayila ayithusa wanokhoshi.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.